All right, welcome back. Today, we are doing a deep dive into a corporate update from GeoVax Labs, dated November 17th, 2025.
Right, and this one is interesting because it kind of pushes back on the main story we've all been hearing for the last, what, 5 years?
Exactly. The whole world went all in on mRNA. It's fast, it's agile. But this update highlights a real problem.
A huge problem. That the speed over everything approach, well, it's left a massive group of people behind.
We're talking about the immunocompromised. GeoVax is trying to solve this, and they're doing it with what some might call old school tech.
Yeah.
MVA.
Modified Vaccinia Ankara.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an older platform. It's actually based on the virus used for smallpox vaccination.
Which is what I wanted to ask about. In biotech, old usually means outdated. So why go back to a platform from the 70s when we have cutting edge mRNA?
Because the way it works is just, it's fundamentally different. mRNA, you know, it gives your cells a recipe to build one piece of a virus, usually the spike protein. GeoVax's MVA platform is more thorough. It uses a virus that can't replicate in your body, but it tricks your cells into producing these things called virus-like particles, VLPs.
Hold on. Virus-like particles. If I have a compromised immune system, that phrase sounds a little concerning.
It's a fair point. But think of them as hollow shells. They look exactly like the virus on the outside, which triggers a powerful immune response, but there's no genetic material inside to actually cause a disease.
So instead of just showing the immune system a mugshot of the bad guy, you're sending in a full-on, non-dangerous decoy.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's a simulation. And for the 40 million immunocompromised adults in the U.S., we're talking leukemia patients, transplant recipients, that robust simulation seems to be what's needed.
And the data they presented on this seems to back that up pretty strongly. They talked about a phase 2 trial for their COVID shot in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL.
Yeah, and this is the part of the update that really stands out. They had their shot, GEO-CM04S1, up against a comparator arm.
Which was the standard mRNA vaccine.
Right. And the safety board found the immune response in the mRNA group was so low, it didn't meet the pre-specified threshold. They actually recommended discontinuing that arm of the study.
Wait, they stopped the standard of care arm?
They did. It's a huge signal. It basically says that for this vulnerable population, the standard approach just wasn't cutting it. Meanwhile, the GeoVax arm continued.
Why the difference? What's it doing that mRNA isn't?
It's a dual antigen vaccine. It targets both the spike and the nucleocapsid proteins of the virus. mRNA vaccines typically just target the spike.
So it's much harder for the virus to evade an immune system that's been trained to look for two different targets instead of one.
Exactly. Now, since this platform, MVA, is rooted in smallpox tech, that brings us to their work on mpox, right?
Right, a very natural fit.
They've got a vaccine called GEO-MVA, and the big news here is on the regulatory side. The European Medicines Agency basically gave them a green light to skip straight to a single phase 3 trial.
Okay, a phase 3 immunobridging trial. Can you break that term down?
Yeah, it's a kind of regulatory shortcut. Instead of a huge, long trial where you wait to see if people get sick, you just have to prove that your vaccine generates an immune response that's as good as the already approved one. It saves years.
Got it. And they make a big point about this being manufactured in the U.S. Is that just a patriotic talking point, or is there a strategic reason?
Oh, it's very strategic. Right now, the U.S. Strategic National Stockpile relies on a foreign supplier for MVA-based vaccines. GeoVax is positioning itself as the domestic, made-in-America solution for national security.
A secure supply chain. Makes sense. Okay, before we finish, there's one more thing in there. Cancer. It seems like a pivot.
It's a different application of a similar delivery idea. It's called Gedeptin, for head and neck cancer.
And how does that work?
Think of it like a Trojan horse. They inject a gene directly into the tumor. That gene programs the cancer cells to create a specific enzyme. By itself, that enzyme does nothing. But then you give the patient a non-toxic prodrug. When that drug circulates and hits the enzyme inside the tumor, it gets converted into a powerful cancer-killing toxin.
So you're creating the chemotherapy right at the source and sparing the rest of the body. That's incredibly clever.
It is. And they're now moving into phase 2 trials with it, combining it with Keytruda.
So if you pull all this together, COVID, mpox, cancer, it really feels like a shift in strategy. The pandemic was all about speed. This feels more about durability, precision.
I think that's it exactly. We're moving out of the pandemic panic phase and into a more thoughtful one. We have the tools for speed, but now we're circling back to help the people for whom that wasn't enough.
It really makes you wonder if this is the start of the specialty vaccine era, you know, where the shot you get isn't based on a universal mandate, but on your own specific medical history and biology.
I think that's precisely where this is all heading.
Definitely something to watch. Thanks for breaking this down.
My pleasure.